Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk. The wheat rally continues. We are now 7 days higher with gains of 70 cents in 10 days. And that's 10 cents a day. And that's what we're up here today in Kansas City wheat, leading the grain pack higher, helping lift the corn market when typically that would probably be softening right now. Soybeans have seen a deficit of 10 cents because of export sales data that this morning was less than desirable. Well, it bought that back up to near steady money because of the strength predominantly in the wheat. While today's fodder for the wheat market, besides the dry southwestern Russian wheat area, is also freezes that have occurred overnight on European farmers. There was some wheat that was jointing or in the early boot stage, so there's some modest potential damage there, but it's the rapeseed and barley crops that were vulnerable. There's talk in Germany and Poland they're going to turn the crop over, plow it down, and come back in quickly with some row crops, some spring row crops. So that has added strength, along with the fact that Western Kansas, midday weather models came out, and it does not have any rain going into that dry area of Western Kansas. So those reasons keep the buy side putting pressure on the shorts that have a large accumulation of contracts that want to make money as the price goes down. Well, the price is rising. It's now risen 70 cents on them, and it's just triggering them left and right to, again, eliminate some of that positioning. So with Kansas City wheat in the lead, we're up 11.5 cents at 651.5. The Chicago July up 8.25, 621.25. Minneapolis July gaining 12, 697.5, with September 9.75 higher by 703. Of course, this strength, along with decent export sales data this morning from the corn numbers, also another region in Brazil lowering their crop prospects for corn and lowering their recently high harvested soybean yields. Corn up 4 cents on the July contract, 452.5. December gaining 3.476. Soybeans, July now just down a penny and a quarter at 11.80 and a quarter, recovering from about a 16 cent deficit on their lows. We have new crop September, a penny and a half higher at 11.76. Commodities remain volatile, and you need a way to keep up with them quickly via your cell phone, your laptop, or your desktop. Heartland Investor Services has the application for you to get real live quotes. Call us at 701-222-0221. Cattle, wild day. A lot of $1, $2 swings was sharply lower this morning. We have advanced $3 off those lows. As we've heard, even Tyson is now bidding 186 in the Midwest. That has the April contract on the high of the day, $1.90 higher at 184. June is up $1.87, 177.12, with August gaining $1.90, 175.27. Choice box beef up $1.68 today to 297.42. Select gaining 42 cents, 290 even. Feeder cattle higher by $1.50, would be a lot more if it wasn't for the strong corn market. The feeders for April up $1.77, 244.87. We find maize gaining $1.50, 256.60. August up $1.30, 257.60. Hogs, though, sharply lower today. June off $2.47, 104.97. July giving up 215, 107.70. Economic data this morning has the stock market sharply lower today. It drug gold, silver, and crude oil down with it, but those markets did recover. We have gold now back $4.20 higher as the dollar failed to hold strength. Dollar's down 31 cents at 105.39. So gold's at 2,342.80. That's up 440. The July silver contract, we're switching over to July now, up 3 cents, $2.65. Bitcoin and gaining $700 to $64,541. And in the crude oil market, after a $1 run to the downside on economic data with the stock market this morning, we have now firmed 11 cents on the day. We're up at $82.92. Gasoline gaining a half a penny, $2.71 and a quarter, with heating oil up a penny and a half, $2.54 and a quarter cents. Any questions? You can find us at heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider us carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.